Welcome to Confessions of a Game Dev Podcast. Today we're joined, we've got, who are we joined with? We're not joined with anyone. We have a special guest joining us today. Thank you. Words are hard. Okay. Deal with it. This is Spencer Buchanan. We've got Karate, Brandon Karate, as usual, and we've got a special guest, Peter Jones. And if you have listened to previous podcasts, we did have a Josh Jones, and normally this is when I say no relation, but they are actually brothers that both work in the game industry and both coincidentally work for the same game studio, which is really neat. And so we're excited to have Peter on. Say hello, Peter.
Hi, guys.
Now, okay, but I hate this with emails, because your email says John Peter Jones.
Yeah, which was my full name.
Right.
Yeah,
John Peter. But do you, like, when I get other people that send this, and it's like, I know that I always call you Dan, but it's like Philip, Danny, Daniel, whatever last name, and it's like, so am I supposed to call you Dan or Philip? I don't know.
Gone by Peter.
Okay.
So when my parents named me, it was definitely a decision. Peter is going to be your name, mm-hmm. but Peter John doesn't sound very good, so let's name you John Peter.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
So my brother's name is Joshua David Jones, and my dad's name is John David Jones.
Ah.
So then he put his first name into my name.
Yeah. Okay. John Peter. Interesting. Cool. So then why do you put it on your email? That's what I want to ask the person that does this. Why do they do that?
And it's like my Facebook is the same, uh-huh. Peter Jones. I just put it in formally for some reason and uh-huh. I have never changed it.
Does it weed people out? Like you, if they call you John, you're like, you don't know me.
I almost don't even notice
that
they have said anything to me because I've never been called John. So it's like I don't respond to being called John.
Because it's totally a sneaky weeding out way. If someone calls you like, hey, is John there? You're like, nope, here, because I know you're trying to sell me something, you little dirtbag.
Unless it's somebody like, you know, in my church ward or something.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well. And then usually you want to tell them no anyways because they're asking for something. You're like, I don't want that. I don't want to help. No, that's cool. So I spilled the beans already that you do work for a game studio and you work with John at Smart Bomb. Josh at Smart Bomb. So what do you do there? Are you a programmer too?
I do Flash animation or 2D animation.
Okay.
So in the game, there's like, you have your den. And so I make den items.
What's your game? Remind us of the game.
Sorry.
Animal Jam.
Collaborating with National Geographic
uh-huh.
to make this. So it's kind of facts and a little bit of learning, but mostly it's just fun.
Okay.
Could you explain a little bit about the game? I mean, I think Josh did explain a little bit of it, but mm-hmm. for those who maybe did miss that one, what Animal Jam is.
So the way that I think of it is World of Warcraft with no fighting for kids.
Cool.
But another funny thing that I've heard is that it's just a glorified chat room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's just kids online together interacting at the same time. So a lot of chat moderation and stuff. And then you can have your own den, like your own special place that you can buy den items and kind of dress up your den. And then your avatar, you buy items to customize it and put different colors on it and buy different avatars, different animals to play as.
Cool.
And then some more fun features coming out.
So I've got three girls at home, and the 7-year-old has wanted me to get a teddy bear from, what's that, Build-A-Bear? And you get a free account at their Build-A-Bear.com MMO. Sounds similar. Are you familiar with those other MMOs out there? Are there similarities? Are there differences? Is it just this is a different brand and National Geographic backs it? Or
the only one that I'm really familiar with is Club Penguin,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty similar. Mm-hmm. It's almost the same, except the National Geographic aspect is lots of animal facts, which is really fun to learn about, and nature facts. And then there's also, like, you can donate to help endangered species and wildcats and stuff like that.
How so?
So there's, like, a currency in the game called gems,
mm-hmm.
which you earn by playing games, but then you can also, like, buy gem packs and stuff. So the kids can donate bunches of gems to, like, I can't remember. It's, like, the big cats fund or something.
Real-world issues, though. Yeah. Not just a save pixelated jaguars. Yeah, you're actually saving
real foundations and stuff.
Holy cow. Yeah. So I remember a couple weeks ago seeing... I think this is absolutely silly, but there was a local news station that reported on a kid that was so addicted to video games that he had racked up like $500 of purchased video games on the credit card, on his mom's credit card. Mm-hmm. He was 10 years old. And I thought it was atrocious because they were like, oh, well, he's spending all this money and stealing it for video games, and video games is the cause of this problem. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, how about the fact that you let your son, without realizing, they took $500 off your credit card before you caught him, and he's 10 years old and he's stealing your credit card and purchasing things. But that...
Unless it's like that. Did you hear about the Apple thing? I can't remember how.
Was it the Smurfs?
Yeah, it was. Some of the kids purchased like $25,000 worth of stuff in it within a day, and they're just like,
"Well,
whoa.
It was like within 15 minutes."
Oh, was it? Oh, okay.
Because the parent had put in the password, and then the kid spent all this money.
Yeah, it's so easy, and fortunately, they
refunded. That's understandable, except that. Why would your kid be doing that?
So, like, I know that there's a lot of laws internet-wise that you have to deal with because your clientele are kids, and there's a lot of laws on the internet of privacy, and a lot of things with the cap is 13. If they're younger than 13, there's a lot of parent permission things that you have to be aware of. Now, I mean, granted, you're an artist, but I guess I'm wondering, do you know... How do you resolve those, or how do you make sure that I don't donate 1,000 gems to these things and keep using mommy's credit card?
Oh, interesting.
Or is that a...
Well, there's no, like, places where you can input real-world currency into the game.
Okay.
You have to buy them, like, on a different store. Like, there is a separate online store that you can
purchase
these in.
Okay.
And then, like, real-world, you can buy Target gift cards and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool. Maybe. Well, so I just talked with Adam, who also works at Smart Bomb. He joined us last week.
Yeah, me and him sat next to each other.
Oh, funny.
Oh, very funny.
Tribical mates.
Tribical?
Because the chairs are not squares. They're three people facing him.
Oh, okay.
So me and him share a tribical together.
Oh, a cubicle only.
A cubicle.
Exactly, yes.
Got it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't like that. Yeah, no, Adam's like, I think I could get the CEO. What's his name? Of Smart Bomb?
Clark. Chris? Okay.
Yeah, what's his last name?
Clark Stacy.
Clark Stacy. Okay. Yeah, so Clark, he talked to Clark, and Clark's like, oh my gosh, I would love to be on this. So we're gonna cool. see him at GDC, and then we're going to have him on in a couple weeks. So
awesome.
Maybe I'll drill him more about, because I really am interested with children mobile games and just children apps, because I got kids, obviously, and so it's more apparent to me, and there's a bunch of crap out there, and I'd love to make more, but there's a lot
How
of...
How old are your kids?
7, 3, and 1.
Okay, cool.
And
we
so,
just had our third.
Oh, did you really?
Like, our oldest is 3.
Oh wow. Gosh.
Whoa,
and she just barely
together.
Started playing games, too. She's into Plants vs. Zombies.
Okay.
That's
actually
a good
really
starter.
Fun.
Yeah. If you like that game.
Hey, it's a great game.
Yeah, I know you like that game.
That's what I'm currently playing.
So this is funny. Like, so I'm very much of a mobile casual gamer just because of time, and you probably know that as well. When you
exactly
have kids, you have zero time,
yeah.
So I can't go and sit down and play Call of Duty like Karate can. So Karate's very much of a hardcore gamer kind of guy. And it blows my mind every time. He's like, oh, dude, I love Plants vs. I'm like, oh, I hate that. Of casual games, I hate that
game.
What's
so funny is Plants vs. Zombie crosses that threshold, right? I mean, it's been really popular not only with casual gamers, but with people who are a little more self-identified hardcore gamers, you know, just because of the design of it. you know, it just appeals. It's zombies and plants fighting each other, and it's tower defense, and it's intricate, and it's got all kinds of strategies, but it's so cute and everything that it's approachable. Yeah. So, I mean, just I'm amazed by that game and how well it did.
Yeah, that's a funny. There's a funny cutoff point. Like, my wife likes Plants vs. Zombies, and she doesn't play video games very much. Mm-hmm. And then she won't play, like, Field Runners.
Right.
But...
because that's too...
yeah, a little too hardcore.
It's another tower defense.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've played that one. Oh, okay. And I do like that one, actually. It's such a condensed version of tower defense. Like, I love tower defense games. And it's... no.
Plants vs. Zombies.
Because it's just, like, one lane. Now two lanes. Now three lanes. Now five lanes. And it's just like, oh, this is so... just... blah. Give me... I want a little more... interest in the tower defense, but Field Runners a good game. So your oldest is three. She.
Yep.
When did do you have touchpad devices at home?
Yeah.
When did you let them start playing with them?
Pretty much as soon as they wanted to.
How old have they been?
Like our second oldest is two. Okay. So he's been playing it for half a year. So they play like alphabet games and reading games and stuff like that.
I want to compare notes after this with what games you have on your devices. Yeah. Cause I've got the same thing. Like my 1 year old, she's 18 months, I guess, but, she was about 6 months old sitting in my lap and she would pat the screen, you know, and as soon as she realizes that something happens cause she touches the screen, she gets really excited. And now if she sees my phone, she'll grab it. And if I run away with it, she screams her head off. Oh gosh. Do you have your kids do that?
Yeah.
Oh my definitely. Gosh.
It's like the same as TV.
Right.
Oh, it's like, worse. It's so much worse.
They've been watching something and they're like, okay, go outside.
No.
Yeah.
Diego.
Diego. Curse you, Diego. Well, so they know. Even
have you seen that video? Awesome.
Which one?
So, have you seen the Dora Explorer video?
Shut up. I've seen the one that Saturday Night Live did.
On the map.
What?
Okay, yeah, College Humor did a... I'll link to it, but College Humor did a Dora the Explorer live action video.
Oh, okay.
It was just a parody. Uh-huh. It was so popular, they're making a mini-series of that parody.
No way!
Because it's really funny. It's like, I'm glad you've seen this. it'd be like... Hola, Diego. And he turns around. He's like this, like, you know, 20s guy. He's like, it's been a long time, Dora. I haven't seen you since I was this many. And he puts seven fingers up. It's just, you know, and it's like, he's got a gun. He's like, Dora, get out of the way. Swiper's where right behind you. Where?
Is he over here?
Do you see Swiper? It's brilliant. And so, yeah, but they're making a miniseries of it.
Wow.
I'm really excited.
Do they shoot Sniper? Yeah. Swiper?
I don't know. No, it's just like super hyper action.
It's a good mix.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure, but...
it's really funny.
I have seen the one that Saturday Night Live does with the TV Funhouse where they would create their own animations. Mm-hmm. And they did one with her and she's... you know, she's like, do it, dang it. And she starts like yelling at you for not doing it right. And then later she pulls off, she's like, do you see the conejo? The conejo. And she's trying to say, so, you know, the one thing she says in Spanish. And all of a sudden she just zips off for like 5 minutes in Spanish. And you I know Spanish fairly well and I had no clue what the heck she was saying, but it sounded coherent. I was just like, I can't follow that. Those are some of the biggest words I've ever heard. And then she looks at you and she stares at you and like, she's like, you understand? You know, and you're like, oh my gosh. It's a really good parody of it, of it as well. So shoot. Maybe we'll have to link to that one too. But, how does your, I'm curious because I don't get to meet many people that have families, especially three kids, that are game developers. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with your family? How does your wife feel about all this? What do you do? Do you have a problem? Because I feel like I have a problem. Not. Oh. Never mind. Rewind. How do you balance the video game life with having a family? Or is that an issue with you?
Oh, definitely. Well, it's more balancing career with family.
Okay.
Because my wife works as well. So, it's like having enough time with the kids and stuff for both of us is kind of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Does she work games as well?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a big Jones family business.
A lot of times I just end up not working on personal projects at home.
Okay.
Like, since they put in the train, I commute a lot, like 2 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
So that's when I put in my personal projects time.
Oh, neat.
And it's really nice to be able to work on the train.
Does your wife... Do you guys play video games at home? I mean, does your wife let...
Little bit. Mostly we play, like, Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
And then we've played a little bit of, like, Tomb Raider, the two-player one.
It's, like, top-down.
Yeah, Guardian.
It's top-down as well, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a lot of fun.
So, like, my wife thinks games are the biggest waste of time. And I don't know why she even let me get into this program. Because
and I think me and my wife kind of view video games similarly.
Oh, really?
Like, okay. Is it productive time? Like, kind of a thing.
Oh, okay. So even you have that. Like, yeah. I mean, she just goes, games are games, which means all of them are bad and all of them are a waste of time. You know, and it's been really hard for me to go, no, check out the Kinect. Let me show you what the girls do with the Kinect. And then she's like, wow, this is really fun. You know, she's had a very blanket attitude toward games. But even still, sometimes she's like, why are you wasting your time playing these? And it's really hard to get her to sit down and have fun playing games. Yeah. But, I guess
on last week's episode,
yes.
You mentioned the lady that's, kind of, the champion of video games right now, wants the whole world playing video games.
Right.
Oh. And, like, just mentioning that, like, I want to watch some of her stuff. I think I watched, like,
the TED Talk?
The TED Talk.
Yeah.
But, like, it kind of woke something up in me where it's like, oh, yeah, games are awesome. And, like, school does suck. And school being more like games would be amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's...
And, like, all of life is a game, kind of.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's exciting that your wife would even play Magic. I tried. One of the hardest things is just like when we have time together, we don't. I mean, we're just so busy. I'm either at school, or the kids are in our way, and so like I've had a friend try to get us to play Dominion, you know, a card game, and she was okay with doing it. It's just the girls started screaming as soon as we tried.
Okay.
But that's cool that you and your wife play Magic the Gathering. And you can sit down and play certain games with her. And I tried with Borderlands. I think I said that last week, and it was more of an experience, and I wanted to see what she did. But how do you feel versus competitive versus cooperative gameplay with her or with your kids even?
Well, like, it definitely depends on the person, and me and her are super easygoing. Uh-huh. So, like, competitive is really fun because we're really competitive, but we're okay losing. So competitive and cooperative is fun. I think the cooperative is actually harder because she's, like, with Guardian of Light, not quite as skilled. Like, she hasn't played video games as much as I have, so
yeah.
Just running the character around is more difficult than when I run the character around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, me, I don't ever want to come across as condescending, like, or like, dumbing it down, like, oh, I can't do this, can you help me?
Yeah.
This kind of a thing. Here, I need you to do this. Or, like, if I'm commanding her around, like, I hate to feel like I'm the one making all the decisions in the game.
Yeah, and do this, do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's I've noticed with my daughter that we'll play the Lego Harry Potter games. And I just, it's not that I get impatient, it's just I can do it faster.
And you want to win.
I guess I don't communicate my goals or my intentions with my daughter. And so I'm just assuming, well, duh, she wants the same thing I want. And so I'll play and then after, you know, sometimes if I'm not talking with her, after about 10 minutes, she just hits the X button and turns off her controller. I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm done playing. I don't want to play anymore. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, and I realize, I totally failed because I'm not talking with her or cooperating, not cooperating, or I'm not letting her do puzzles or something. You know, I'm like, oh, isn't it fun? I just did all the stuff and you didn't do anything. You know, and it's, have you seen that with the 3-year-old? Are you doing things with her?
Like, well, the only thing that I really play with her is the Plants vs. Zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And the other day I was playing with her and I was like, I was playing myself. And so I was like, this is me time. I'm going to beat this level kind of thing. And she came and sat next to me. And she loves to collect the coins and wants to place the things and choose the plants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, this is my game. Like, I'm playing right now, and I felt really bad because she wanted to help and stuff. So just the other day, or after that, I was thinking, well, wouldn't it be fun to make that part of the game rules when I'm playing with her, that it's not like a handicap, but like a handicap.
Sure.
That's how can I win with only her placing the items, and like, so that's the new difficulty is she picks the things, and then I have to try and win with the things that she's
picked. Oh my goodness. Well, it's definitely a cool meta game.
Yeah.
With Plants vs. Zombies. My 18-month-old, she'll grab it and she'll turn on a game and, or she'll hand it to me, which isn't very often, and we'll look at it together, and then she wants to start touching. I'm like, no, don't touch. This is, you know, don't touch right now or you're going to ruin it. And then she gets really mad, and she knows where the home button is at any time. She can back out really fast. And I can't stand that, but at the same time.
As soon as you, like, don't want them to touch it.
They touched the wrong thing. Yeah. Okay, so you told me one of the things you do in your spare time is making games for kids. Yeah. And I think it's super exciting. Like, I just finished an app called Smarty Pants Pets. I'm totally shilling my own self here. Cause I don't think I've announced that on our pet. We just got that to the app store.
Sweet.
And we did it for a client. It was a really fun experience, you know, all around, and really fun to make, a post potty trained kids. It's meant to be one of the rewards for a potty training system. And so what are you doing? You get to sell your wares here. Tell us about your apps. Tell us what you're doing. What are you trying to do with all this stuff?
So the two projects that I'm working on right now are the Global Game Jam game, Bloop,
mm-hmm.
that Trent and Peter Christensen and me are all working on.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a submarine game. Feels a little bit like Metroid. At least I want it to feel like Metroid.
Uh-huh.
Feels like Metroid. Like the atmosphere of the game.
It kind does. Of an
exploration game.
Well, and the characters that you created, like the sea monsters, one of them feels like one of... Is it Brinstar?
Oh, okay.
Is it Brinstar? The one... She looks like a gigantic shrimp.
Yeah.
In Metroid. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Super Metroid, but... But yeah, like one of your characters kind of reminisces of her.
Yeah, similar to like the pirates.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Praying mantis claws.
Yes.
Oh, that is definitely like my all time favorite game, I think. Super Metroid.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm talking quiet.
No, I agree. I love that game. So,
Oh, what were.
Bloop.
Okay.
You're making Bloop.
So then the other game that I'm working on is also an iPhone game. Or Bloop, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to release it on. We're kind of aiming for Ouya, iPhone, or Kongregate, I think, just on PC. And then this other one is called Calling All Animals, and it's a telephone game where you can take your phone and turn it into a phone for your kid, so then they can just press numbers 1, 2, or boop, 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 and then you can change it to animals where each button is a different animal.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife recorded these cute animal noises like meow 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 meow. And so then I'm
dude, careful, Mr. Rogers will totally bust you up for that.
Oh. No, do I need to take that seriously?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. Coming but it, like again. Did you see that Mr. Rogers they just reused the Mr. Rogers IP or the world he created with them.
For a new show?
Yeah, Tiger. It's a kid that's a tiger. It's the tigers in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Oh yeah.
And it is absolutely fantastic. And the little kid, he goes around and, he gets impatient, you know, and so they're going to teach him patience. And so he's walking around and, he gets impatient and then his mom says, remember, and there's this little jingle and all the morals of the story are always jingles, and you hear the jingle like 20 times during the episode, and it's like, please wait, because you'll say everything will make your day, or you know, just I don't even remember what that one was, but it just reminds you, be patient. And then he gets all grumpy later and they're like, now remember, and they say it again. And there's obviously the cats, the meow meow cats family, and that's one of his friends, and they're like, I want to go do that meow meow. So no, I doubt it'll I doubt you'll get in trouble for that. But
my wife loves Mr. Rogers, so I bet she was thinking about him.
Oh man. Well, I mean, if you created the content, I don't know.
I think you're fine.
I think you're fine. But anyways, okay. So it's a fun little phone app.
And like I do mostly animation stuff, so in Animal Jam, I make pets for the game as well.
Oh, okay.
So I'm doing that at work, and then
now it's the pets are the animals, or pets to the main animals?
Pets to the main animals.
Okay.
Like, so you can get a little kitty cat that follows you around.
Oh, interesting. Are you animals in Animal Jam, or are you
you're
humans?
Animals.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
A wolf or Arctic wolf. Raccoon just came out.
Nice.
Like giraffe.
And didn't you guys, haven't you guys been growing? I thought I heard some numbers lately that, like, you guys have hit some kind of significant numbers lately. Or am I making that up?
No, definitely some significant numbers. I just don't remember them right now.
Oh, okay. Well, again, we'll ask Clark. He's probably slapping his forehead. He's like, oh, you're not representing us well, Peter, come on. No, he can give us all the numbers later. That's pretty cool. So how long have you been in the industry?
Just 2 years.
Oh, really?
I just barely graduated about a year. Well, actually, I didn't graduate. I'm technically haven't got my bachelor's degree from BYU. But two classes. Not sure if I'll ever finish them. But
was it in animation?
Or? Yeah, in animation.
Okay. Did you want to get into video games? I mean, was that something you wanted to do right
now? Not when I started going to school.
Okay.
Definitely. And not my first year of school. But as soon as, like, I started trying to get into the 3D stuff, I realized that that wasn't really what I liked.
Huh. Okay.
And so video games is one of the last places that has prevalent 2D animation still. And especially, like, with mobile becoming so popular, 2D is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like being able to develop for myself, like, 2D in Flash and publish and do a little bit of coding is super exciting.
That's neat. Very cool.
And so I hope Ouya is kind of like that, kind of bringing back a lot of 2D onto home console.
Have you had some time to really spend some time with Ouya?
No.
Okay.
No, never touched it. Except for that one time that you...
I brought it in.
Well, we
keep
on hoping to spend some time with it, but it's just... I don't know. I mean, other projects keep getting in the way and things like that. But
have you developed for it?
No. I'd love to sit down and play with it for a while. But
yeah, we have been working on a game. A group of us have been making a game for it, and it coincidentally it was a 3D platformer, puzzle platformer, and we kind of made the decision last week where we were just like, you know what, this game would be better as a 2D platformer, and in terms of scalability, like we just cut half of our process down to being able to do a lot less assets, a lot less coding, and we can still get all the same mechanics to work in 2D as much as 3D. And so we changed ours. It's going to be actually 2.5D, so it's still using 3D assets.
Are you building it in Unity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
And have you seen Rochard?
No.
Rochard is this absolutely brilliant. It's Sony Studios. I don't know exactly which section. But they created a video demo that's like 10-15 minutes long of Rochard, and it's a 2.5D platformer. And they're like, this is all made in Unity. But then they go, okay, see this really cool thing? Yeah, we had to write a little bit of code. I'm like, bull crap. That was a lot of code that you had to do this. And it's absolutely brilliant. But it was exciting to see what a big studio can do with Unity when a lot of people say, yeah, we use Unity for prototyping, but as soon as we want to do real stuff, we do X engine, whatever engine they want.
Usually Unreal.
Yeah, Unreal or our proprietary engine or something like that.
Did you say that was released or?
Yeah, it's just a demo video and I can, I'll show it to you after this and we'll put it in the notes. So we're coming up on our time. Do you have anything else you want to tell us or any other cool things you guys are working on or you're working on that you want to shamelessly plug?
Another shameless plug.
Yes.
So I was listening to some of the older podcasts today.
Uh-huh.
And, I have been training to be on American Ninja Warrior.
Are you serious?
Really? Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
No way!
I just made a video and submitted it. So hopefully in the next couple of days or week, I don't know how long it takes, I'll find out.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Dude!
I'm super excited.
How do you train for that? Because, like, I mean, that's a strenuous course.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, how have you been training, I guess?
Well, I do CrossFit.
Okay.
Which has been amazing. So good.
What's CrossFit?
I wouldn't work out if it wasn't CrossFit. So CrossFit is like, what is CrossFit? It's like Olympic lifting. Works out from like your knees to your shoulders.
Okay.
Full body workout. And it's always a different workout every day. So like an example workout would be 25 pull-ups,
mm-hmm.
25 sit-ups, and 25 push-ups, 10 rounds. So,
holy crap.
Such like,
can I do one pull up?
And like by the end, you're like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
And like, there's like a throw up bucket that they have there just in case. And,
do you go train at a gym specifically for this? Or?
And so, one of the awesome parts about it is that, at least at a gym, you have a trainer and however many people show up, 25 people show up,
mm-hmm.
everybody's doing it. And so, one like that, we 10 rounds for time. So you all do it, and then whoever finishes fastest kind of. I mean, there's no, like, glory in it, but, like, it just feels good to be, like, one of the first or second people to finish.
Set the tone.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah, so it's, like, competitive, and, like, you have a trainer who's there with you, who's training everybody, but mm-hmm. it's, like, it's guided workouts, so you're not, like, at a gym fumbling around, like, oh, I gotta go pull on this one. I don't even know how this machine works.
Yeah.
So it's like you get instruction every time, and then what else? There's like good scaling where like they'll have prescribed workouts where it's like 225 pound deadlift, or for a deadlift it might be actually more like 300 pounds is like the prescribed weight.
Oh my heavens!
And so if you can't do that, then you drop down to whatever you're currently at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another competitive aspect. Like, oh, I wasn't able to RX, which is doing the prescribed workout. So I had to do 150 pounds instead.
Hmm. That is cool. So what's the process? You put in a video and you say, put me on the show, please, please, please. Yeah. Or
they have like a big document that you fill out all about yourself. Like, it's interesting. A lot of little personal interest story, like things to kind of draw it out of you. Like, what's your biggest non-athletic accomplishment? What's your biggest non-athletic trial that you've gone through? What's your biggest athletic achievement? What's your biggest non-athletic achievement?
What are they doing? Or what do you think they're
athletic
they're
failure?
Looking for?
Well, it is a TV show. I mean,
oh, okay.
You're trying to get good interviews, good stories about people. And only, I think it's
oh,
like,
that's
like,
right.
only like two or three people have ever, like Americans have only like finished it.
No. Three Japanese guys, one of them twice.
Oh, okay.
And no Americans.
No Americans. I knew it was like very few people. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
Well, and you're talking about the three rounds. Like, there's always a group that goes through the first round.
Yeah.
And then sometimes someone gets through the second round, but no one's gotten through the third round. Is that right?
Yeah, no Americans gotten through the third round. And then there's a fourth round.
Oh, is there
is really? It really?
Yeah. Well, isn't one of the rounds just like two walls? And you just put your hands in your feet and you have to climb up.
Yeah, it's like 50 seconds for 100 feet.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And then they change it. Like one year it was just rope climb, one year it was walls, and then rope climb, one year it was ladder, and then rope climb. But yeah, that'll be really intense. I'm super excited.
See, that's so crazy.
So then like one of the things is like 1-inch grip.
Uh-huh.
And then it's called the ultimate cliffhanger. That one is like really hard to train for, but I have in my basement, like a little, it's unfinished. So there's like, on the ceiling, 1-inch kind of plywood sticking out.
Yeah.
So I like hang on that and climb around. It hurts like heck though.
I can't wait. Oh, my brother does rock climbing and bouldering and stuff. And so he's got some gnarly hands, but really strong fingers at the same time. Cool. Right. And, I think that would probably eat him for breakfast too. But. All right.
That's
well,
crazy.
Well, Peter, thank you for coming on Le Podcast. Exciting to see someone else around here that likes toddler apps and
yeah.
It really is, because it feels like we're not too common. But
It's been sad to like move away from big AAA games to mobile.
What's sad about it? And is it really sad?
It kind of is. Just the time, like the personal time, because that's what I prefer. Definitely, like my wife got me Halo 4 for Christmas, and I've played a lot of it. I beat the campaign and I've played through Spartan Ops a little bit, but like not nearly as much as I want to, I guess. Partly because like wait till the kids go to sleep and
yeah, you don't have time.
You only have so much energy until you like have to go to sleep.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
It's like this morning I didn't wake up because I was just too tired. I didn't even hear my alarm of my wife trying to wake me up. So
I love
ninja workout.
I've got a friend. I mean, like I just wow, someone knows what I go through. These guys are all single and some are married, but even still, it's like you don't have kids, you don't know what it's like. Yeah. So it's so fun to hear someone go through the same thing I am. It's kind of sad because I thought
it's the lonely only.
In a way, I'm a lonely only, but like it's kind of sad that we have to lose so much of our personal time, I guess. But again, if my wife listens to this, she's like, "You want to talk about losing personal time?" Oh, yeah. Shoot, she's got it way worse than I do in some ways. But she gets to see the happy kids more often than I do, I guess. Oh, she gets to see the sad kids more often than I do.
I get to work from home since I work so far.
Oh, do you really? Oh, cool.
This is how I work from home twice a week.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
So then I get to help take care of the kids during those days. Like,
I hate that.
At least a little bit during the day. And it is so hard. What, like, stay-at-home moms are absolute champions. They're so...
Oh, very much. Yeah.
So, doing so much.
Especially three of them, like...
Patience.
In one, two, and three? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Like, I've got two that are one and two.
You had them all in high school at the same time. Yeah,
that would be fun. It'd be fun to have them all so close together. Even my brothers and sisters are pretty close together.
Wow. Mm. That's crazy.
All right. Well, thank you, Peter.
Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate some chit chat with you.